Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kimmy. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you too. I was trying to be with you late last week, but that didn't happen because you weren't in the office.
Unfortunately, a little bit busy, but you did drop in, and my team were very, very grateful of you dropping in and saying hi, and they were very excited to see you.
Yeah, well, we saw the girls, and they were great, and I said, now, where's John? Does John actually ever come into the office? And they all snickered.
As I'm sitting on the side of the road near Digman's Creek right now talking to you, I am out and about quite often.
Yes, you are a very busy man. That's okay. You're not just a busy man in real estate, but you're very busy on the weekends in front of the telly, aren't you?
Loving my football always, Kimmy.
Now, what an interesting round, because it was a shorter round and there were lots of teams having a bye. I was actually doing score updates on Saturday afternoon with the Gold Coast Suns and Port Adelaide. Port came out of the stables a lot quicker than the Gold Coast Suns, John.
Oh, most definitely. Look, Port were red-hot favourites to win that match, and they showed everyone their class, and they did a great job. It was really, really well played for them.
I thought all the games actually were quite close this weekend. The North Melbourne boys went down to the Brisbane Lions, but there wasn't too much. It was sort of Brisbane Lions by about 23.
Yeah, in the end, but North gave them a big shock. We were in front there for at least half of the game. They were really competitive and hit the front late in the third quarter, and then Brisbane just sort of got a bit of class about them and just a bit more polished.
Yes, I think they probably got a shock and went, hang on a second, what's going on here?
Yes, indeed.
Great win to the GWS Giants.
Yes, look, Carlton, that was their worst win for the season. But the Giants, look, I'm a great big fan of Toby Green, and he had a great game. And he kicked this magnificent torpedo from the middle of the ground at quarter time. And it's a childhood dream to kick the goal after the siren sort of thing. So Toby did that. 4 goals for the day. He had a great game.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And what about the game that was on Friday night? It was a really good one too. That was very close between Geelong and the Western Bulldogs.
That was the game of the round. There was 7 lead changes throughout the game. It was up and down. The pressure was fabulous. It was just a fabulous game of football. I said to Amanda when I was watching, I said, this will be a draw, this game. So Gary Rowan's taken a mark 45 metres out after the siren to go back, and they needed a point to draw or a goal to win it, and he for Geelong, and he laid back and kicked an absolute great sausage roll, and they won.
How exciting!
It was a great game.
And another really good game to wrap up on Sunday, and that was the Hawthorn Hawks against the Essendon Bombers.
Again, another seesawing effect. The Bombers jumped out quickly, and then the Hawks bounced right back, and I thought, hit the lead in the last quarter. I'm going, there's a big upset happening here. But then, sure enough, Essendon just got away with it and 13-point winners in the end. So Essendon just outside the top 8 with that win. So they're very competitive.
Yeah, well, the Bombers would have been sweating bullets there.
They were, indeed.
Now, this weekend, we've got round 15, which is a bit exciting. Your Magpies are back on the field. They're going to be playing Fremantle.
Yep.
How should that go, footy, you think?
I might be feeling a little bit generous and think that the Pies might win this with their new coach and their new lease of life. Who knows? I'm very quietly confident.
No doubt you'll park yourself in front of the telly, turn it up loud and get your best yelling on.
Oh, for sure. And there's probably another 6,000 matches I'll watch over the weekend as well. It's a great weekend for football.
That's pretty much guaranteed, John Murray. Listen, great to catch up this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kimmy. See, talk to you next week. Cheers. Thank you.